Okay. The next one is board assignments and responsibilities. Larry, Walter, Shauna, and Candy. And what I did is I asked for Barbara's paperwork from committee chairman from last year, and I made a copy for everybody if you'd like to see. Some of the questions have been in terms of who does what, whose responsibility, so that we can get something done. As I say, a comment that Shauna had said in terms of treasurer, in terms of responsibility for Barbara. This is a list of committee chairmen from last year, and I had also received one from Phil, again, when he was president. The areas of committees basically seem...
Candy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They seem very similar on both sides. I know that there are people that are no longer around, no longer part of the ranch. There's a need for some of these to be appointed or to volunteer to chair. I personally think it has to be reviewed and decided where your best expertise is to follow through. Yes?
My intent of that was for the board responsibilities, not particularly the chair, the committees.
Okay, well, that's another issue.
We bring at okay. Committees, we do at another appointed time. When we do the budget, we also revise these. Mm-hmm. So today what I really wanted to go over was spelling out exactly who's doing the newsletter, who's doing the ballots, who's doing the voting, who's in charge of the paperwork, where it's supposed to go, that type of thing.
And I'm in complete agreement with that. That needs to be done. I handed this out as part of, because my name was on there also, as I thought that responsibilities also was in there. So that's also another part of that I'd like to have that reviewed and maybe the next meeting come back and look to see if there's something that you'd like to do, you wouldn't like to do. But at the same time, addressing your issue is in terms of who does what, whose responsibilities, and therefore reporting this information on a monthly basis to the board as to what has happened, and then in turn in the annual meeting, we have something to follow through and know exactly what's been occurring. That's what I wanted to do. Larry, your name is on there. What else was it that you had wanted to consider here?
Candy, may I suggest? I would almost suggest that you, as the new president, go down through and make some recommendations on this, mark off those who are no longer even a part of the ranch.
I've done that.
Make some suggested reassignments, perhaps after having received some input from the other board members. We're running way, way, way behind on our overall schedule. We don't want to miss some of the Taylor Buttons.
Do.
Mulligan's do.
Well, I don't want to go over this now. I just want you guys to look at it, see what you think. I have also reviewed it, but not knowing, but because I was supposed to be vice president, that was my job, and that's why I was prepared for my job today, as to having this available and having you all look at it.
Good girl.
Now you're in the sling, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm back here, and it's coming forward to hit me. I'm not quite ready here. And I know we do have to review exactly what is going to be done by each individual on the board. Is that something that we have time to discuss today? Is that something that we can
together? I think that it's going to address most of this stuff at the end of if we just handle this.
Well, you had said you wanted all of us to know what we were all doing in terms of our position on the board.
Okay.
So I was just trying to address what you had said.
Okay.
And in that, Larry, did you want to bring up... I don't see any... Oh, okay, you're down here, number 12, the newsletter. Is that what you're saying? It's kind of addressing itself as we go along?
I'm saying, yes. Well, no, when we get down to these next ones, after we go through this, if I can just go through what we have right here,
okay.
As far as I see. Okay, because Because when I read through the bylaws, this is where I'm confused, okay? Because when I have a job, just like you do, you go to the handbook. The handbook tells you what your job is. I have to have a clarification of what my job is. What am I supposed to be doing? I can't follow the rules if I don't know what the rules are, okay? So I go to the bylaws, and it tells me what I'm supposed to do. So and in the bylaws, on Section C, it talks about, in 6C on the officers, it says what the president is to do. And it also talks about through the members, through the bylaws. It also talks about how that the president will be. They were supposed to report on the operation of the ranch for the preceding calendar year. They're supposed to call special meetings. What the secretary is, you know, making the information. They're also. Anyway, it spells it all out, but. That's what I need to know. Who's doing it? It doesn't say a thing about who's doing the newsletter, you know, and that could be assigned by somebody or as in a special committee or whatever. So it really doesn't pertain to that. But and then the vice president is main duty is to help the president and be there to fall in his shoes or her shoes at the time that they can't either be there or they have a special needs to take over that responsibility. Then it says the secretary will keep full and complete minutes of all meetings of the board and will file notice of all such meetings as required and will have charge of other books and papers and perform such other duties as the board may direct. Now, we have a problem here. Number one is because where are we keeping all these papers and books and stuff so that they can have them? Is the secretary just carrying them around? We need to have, you know, because he has to have a place. For these books, they need to be someplace so that if you need to come or anybody needs to come, we need to find that place that we can come and review the minutes or wherever they're going to be kept. I'm carrying a box here because I've been the secretary for umpteen different organizations because I don't know where the minutes are of everybody else's things. They're on the Internet, but if the Internet goes down, where are all these copies? Okay. But is it your job? It's his job. We need to have a secretary to do his job. If that's his job, he needs to have that responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm. No, listen.
Is that wrong?
In corporate world, in the business world, there are lots of secretaries, aren't there?
Not in this corporate world. Okay. In this one, we have one secretary.
There are lots of people.
What's his job?
We've got helpers, and we've got those that are responsible for that position.
Can be...
Legally and physically.
Let me have the floor. These job descriptions are what you're ultimately responsible for. But if you ask somebody else to help you, that's all right.
That's right. But that is delegating authority to someone else. But if that's his responsibility, who's on the hot spot for it? Him. He needs to have that. He needs to have that mantle on him to say this
Nobody
is your job. Well, he needs to have control of that. That's what I'm saying. So whoever has that responsibility should do it, okay? That's where I come
You're
to my job. Now, no, wait a minute,
micromanagement.
Phil. I'm not micromanaging anything. I want to know what my job is, just like everybody else wants to know what their job is. Do you not agree? I mean, if you don't want Candy one to know what your job is, where do you go to? Go to the bylaws. My bylaws say... Unless you have a different one than I've got, it says the treasurer will have responsibility for association funds and will be responsible for keeping full and accurate accounts of all receipts and disbursements and will be responsible for the deposit of all money. Wait a minute until I finish. Will be responsible for the deposit of all monies and other valuable effects in the name and to the credit of the association and such depositories as may, from time to time, be designated by the board.
There's
now,
no
for the past year... The reason I didn't make deposits because Barbara told me she wanted to do them so she could keep record of them. Okay? That's why they sat in my desk for a long time. It didn't happen. Then I went and took them to the bank because they didn't. This is what I'm saying is a problem. I don't know. I don't have receipts, so I can't go back and say, okay, this is where the money went. This is what happened. We need to have a place to keep those records so that if I need to go in and research it, I can find out where those receipts are. I can come to them and say, okay, this is what this money went. This is what I can't have twice a year. I get a profit and loss statement just like everybody else, and I'm responsible for the funds. That's not fair to me. Or anybody else, because I can't do a report on a halfway job. I'm an accountant. I don't do it that way. I know where my stuff is. I don't know where anything is. I have no clue.
Okay, so...
I'd like to respond to this question.
Go ahead.
Bill?
I wasn't making a question, it was a statement.
I'm not attacking. I think there's just protocol that has been built in and has been the way things have been done. There is a certain protocol, and I think you just don't understand that.
And that's exactly right. I don't know what's going on. So if I'm the treasurer, why don't I know my job?
She's the treasurer.
Somebody has made those decisions ahead of time, and nobody told me. Who on the board came to me and said, okay, we made this change and this change and this change, and this is who's taking over it?
John?
Nobody.
Martin?
I think Shauna has hit nail right on the head.
Yep.
Just sitting here in this meeting right now from the beginning, I could see she hasn't got a clue of what's going on. She couldn't give a report today when Candy asked for it.
Financial report. She's not
knowledgeable. She is 100% right. She should be doing everything that the bylaws say her job description is. The same way Larry's secretary should be doing his thing, and he was there, he answered his thing. The other Larry answered his thing. Shauna couldn't answer anything because there's too many people in the pot. Too many people are handling everything, and it should be the responsibility of one person. And there's, right now, sitting here since 10 o'clock and listening to everybody talk, I could see she's sitting in the blind there. And in the corporate world, she would have been replaced.
And she's responsible if something goes wrong.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a second. Has she ever had an opportunity to talk to Barbara? Let's go back a few years.
But excuse me, let's finish my thing.
You just don't understand.
Everybody is doing their job, and I have no complaint there. But I think what's happening is Barbara is handling more things than she should be handling.
Well, Barbara was
hired. And unfortunately, the responsibility, she's carrying the burden on her shoulders right over here. Because she's handling everything.
There's just a misunderstanding of what Barbara is being paid for. And if when I first came on the board, let's see, oh, 3-4 years ago, Barbara was being paid by the board as the ranch business secretary. Okay? There's a business secretary. She was being paid, $600 a month?
Mm-hmm.
$600 a month, okay, as the business secretary.
Okay, that comes to $400,
$500. $400, $500, whatever it is. That job's continued forward. You have a business secretary. We do have a treasurer and a secretary of the board. The board, in essence, handed certain responsibility, and we paid and voted to pay a person to do that financial stuff. The day-to-day writing checks, paying bills, keeping the records.
Can I back up a second? You didn't do that with me. You did that with Randy Grant.
Right. That was done with Randy Brown way back
and
when.
I took Randy's job because Randy, you know, he went down the board. So I took that job. The board changed over to me. But that was done 10 years ago. He was hired to do the book. He was hired to take care of it. And it's not, like I tried to tell Joe Nuttall a while ago, it's not a 1-hour-a-week job. We're talking a lot of hours a week. Shauna hasn't even got time to do her own business thing. How on earth can she? And it's not only Shauna. The treasurer last year, the treasurer before that, the treasurer before that.
Niall Willis was the treasurer.
He was.
What did he do?
He said there's no way he can afford to spend 20 hours a week on the books for this grant and not get paid a penny. So they hired me to do that. And for her to say that she doesn't have any of that information, all those files are in my office. I have got files. I have invited Dale.
Where's your office?
In my house in St. George. Larry has.
How would I know that? I don't even know where you live.
How many times have I come to your house and had you sign checks?
But she's the secretary
of my office.
She shouldn't have to ask.
Yes,
she should have copies of everything that
she has.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Exactly. When she was made the new secretary treasurer, when she first took office, she was told Barbara does this bookkeeping. Now, if she had questions,
another thing is that
she should ask.
Well, she should have copies of all the financial records.
She gets them.
No, I haven't. Let me tell you something. No, Phil, you're wrong. That's not true. The question is this. We need to have a place just like the records. They've got to be someplace so we can get to them. If I got to go look them up, I need to know where they are. I don't want to drive to St. George every time. I don't want to go to St. George every time to have to look up where a receipt is.
This person is well-known to have the records. How come you haven't really gone over to her house and got them?
Point of order.
Why would they be there?
Go to her house.
Excuse me. Point of order. Gentlemen.
Loading.
Phil? Okay. The discussion at this point is
that you don't feel as though you have access to it, you don't have the ability to perform your job because you don't have the material at hand. You don't know where to find it.
Right. Right.
Coming on the board versus being a board, I mean a member outside of this, I can't add discussion due to the fact I don't know what was done. I do know, as John Martine had stated, it was very difficult for you to make any type of presentation at the board meeting as well as now. I believe that there needs to be something as communication, if Barbara indeed is our business secretary, that time has to be spent on all sides for you to be able to work with her to coordinate to be able to get that information. Now, communication between the two of you, because you're working hand in hand, as well as Barbara working with Larry in terms of the secretary and what's been happening on the ranch, myself with her. She's going to be the key that we have to be able to do our job. Now, if the I'm not here to state this is exactly how it's going to be done or how you're going to do it, but yes, there is a need. If the board and Barbara wants to come up with an idea as to how to do that, I mean,
well,
that's what we need to decide.
Let's
that's what I need to know.
And give the secretary
let's keep the discretion
on the
board. I've had the motion that all this discussion, unless other people are invited to make an opinion of the discussion, be
among the board members for a minute.
You want us to be involved.
No, I'm saying
the last year, you have wanted the audience to do more of the talking than the board did.
Okay.
The president last year.
There is a motion on the floor.
There is?
No, there's not a motion.
He made a motion.
Bill
yes,
made
he
a
did.
Motion.
What was the motion?
Yes, he did.
Limit discussion.
That we limit the discussion at this point to the board members as to job responsibilities and how we're going to communicate with each other. Does anyone second it?
Save that again.
Stated that this will be a discussion among the board members, the board of directors in terms of the job description and the communication among the
board
of directors.
Only.
Yes.
Is there I'm not against the members that are here. I'm just saying there's too many items that they don't know, and we just don't have time to re-educate every member that's never been to a meeting.
Well, educate me, Phil. Educate me,
because
I don't know.
To. Okay,
is there a second for the motion?
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, Shauna did second it. Okay, Larry, you had made a...
Are we going to vote on the motion?
Okay, yes. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. All those opposed?
Passes 4-3.
Okay. Larry, you had wanted to say something earlier when Shauna was talking about her position as treasurer.
Can we change the seating arrangement? Because then we could talk to each other. It's just the sun in our eyes. We're looking around here. So we
could look the table this way.
We're just going
to
sit here and face.
Yeah, we can move down here.
Yeah,
on this side.
Everybody wants it over with, but there's so much discussion. What are you doing there?
That works, then let him come on this side.
I guess the point that I wanted to make was that, you know, as the chair of the audit committee, I contacted Barbara to get the records, and I looked at the receipts, and I looked at the reconciliation, but I have recommended for the last 2 years and doing that audit report that the treasurer needed to be more involved in reviewing the records and looking over the reconciliation statements, which when Niall was the treasurer really only happened once a year when he did the tax return. And I don't know how often you've been able to do it, but my sense was that it didn't happen very often. Barbara, I think it makes sense for Barbara to, she's the bookkeeper. She has the records.
I don't have a problem with that.
And she needs to... But you, as the treasurer, I think, need to be involved enough in overseeing what she does to make sure that the accepted policies and procedures of the board are in fact followed, and so that when it comes time to make report, you feel comfortable in speaking from knowledge. I think as the secretary, there's no question where I would go to find the records. It would be to Barbara again. Now, should there be a common location the more central. I think we have talked over the years, a time or two, about trying to set up office space here at the ranch. Frankly, I'm not sure that's a whole lot more convenient than going to St. George or wherever they happen to be. I do think that it makes some sense for us to be able to ask Barbara to produce those records when we want to look at them. And
I don't think there's been any objection to that whenever there's been a request.
Okay.
Well,
I'm quite comfortable. I agree with your reading of the job descriptions as contained in the bylaws, that we as officers need to be engaged in discharging the responsibilities as outlined there. I'm not sure that means that you need to be the bookkeeper or that I need to keep all of the minutes in my car.
And that's the point I was trying to make in maybe the wrong way, Shauna, just what Larry said. You do have that responsibility. You do oversee it. But the phone goes both ways. You can travel, you can request. And it's your due diligence to inform yourself.
To drive to St. George? Wait a minute.
No. She could send it to you. But your due diligence to find out what your job is and to make requests if you don't have information, that you feel lacking of information, your due diligence is to ask the person or people where the information is and get copies. You can request copies. You don't have to drive there. She can send you copies. But you could drive there. I mean, you know, we go both ways. That's all I'm saying is, and if you want to be more involved on a monthly basis, Larry's recommending, and I am too, that you don't put yourself in the position of the nitty-gritty bookkeeper.
I don't want to be the nitty-gritty bookkeeper.
I don't think you want that.
That is not it. But I want to be able to go here and say, okay, when I fill up a bank statement, because I can get into the bank statement, I have to be able to know what that stuff goes out for. You know what I mean?
Well, sure.
There's things being deducted, and I see a balance.
Monthly we have things, but along
that's
the way,
why we have these reconciliations.
If you go to sign checks, it's
I haven't seen those. Have you seen them?
Not till today.
But if you haven't...
Right. And this is us.
We've seen them at most board meetings.
No, we haven't. Go back and look.
We have.
We have maybe two in a year, maybe.
You missed about three meetings where we had them.
We didn't have them.
I think we had... Barbara, did we have financial statements every
year? Yeah, well, you quit going off with I missed the meetings. You know what? I have a lot of responsibilities, and I have to be... Just something things like 10K, I'm in charge of those sort of things. And I didn't pick the days. You guys picked the days, and it just didn't happen to work for mine.
Okay. Then if you can't get to a meeting, ask monthly or weekly or daily if you need to for the reports from Barbara. But don't throw your hands up in the air and say,
I'm not throwing my hands up.
I don't know what's going on.
Where is my responsibility? And if I go back to where responsibility, read it. What does it say?
It's clear.
Is that your job?
Huh?
Read that. What part of that job?
Nobody's arguing with this stuff. All you got to do is ask.
Defined in there in
I am. You tell me what part I'm supposed to be doing there. Sign up the check I don't know anything about.
Phil? Ask about the check. Ask why and what.
I know the checks that I sign. I don't know the rest of it. That's what I'm talking about. Read that.
Shauna, I don't believe at this point we can find any specific resolution, but I do know and I agree with you that there is a problem.
Well, we need to make some kind of motion or something. Like, I'm frustrated.
I don't believe a motion. Go ahead.
We each need a better job description of what do I do as the secretary? What do I do as a treasurer? What do I do as the president or the vice president or any board member? And then to help even free Barbara up in, I mean, she's riding 10 different horses.
Yeah,
some of those she's probably the best at riding and the most appropriate person to ride those horses, but she's also doing things that she would prefer not to do. And at times we've been critical of her doing things, but she's done them simply because somebody else didn't do them and it had to be done. Or she hasn't been given direction on, okay, this is the role I'm going to play. Can you help me in this way?
Please, that's exactly
what
I'm coming
here with.
But you
need to take initiative.
That's what we need to do.
You need to take initiative. And if we see you doing things we think are outside your purview, we don't start talking about it.
You can't take initiative if you don't know what your job is. And if I go by my job, I have no, where am I going to get that from?
Ask
who? You? You're not the treasurer?
You don't have to be the treasurer. You ask Larry. Ask any of us that have had experience with this stuff.
I'm going to make a suggestion that we review what the job descriptions are. If they're incomplete in their description as to what your job is and where you go to get your information, who does the newsletter, who does the agenda, all these items, I make a suggestion that we review it and then come back to the next meeting and have everything
because we can't vote to change these things, see? So why don't each of us make a, why don't you make a list of what you would like your job to be, okay? What you, where you feel lacking, where you feel insecure. Make, write, you write your job description, and then each of us, give us each a copy, and we'll say, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Oh, no, that's really the treasurer's job, I mean the secretary's job. Or, you know, then
well,
we can help you, but we can't just say the sky's falling and we've got to revamp the whole world.
Okay. I, you know, all this motion stuff and second and this and that, like, we can't get anything
Let's
done.
Just write our own job. And then
I believe that. Is that something that we can do? We don't. Do we need a motion for that, Larry?
No.
To review what our jobs are in relation to defining to another level from the bylaws and how we interpret it?
A motion if we agree to do it.
Do you agree to do that?
So each member will write a proposed job description for what they see themselves doing on the board.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll review it at the next board meeting.
And in the meantime, within the next time that the next meeting is, perhaps contact others and put it together, contact Barbara, see what we can do in terms of our job and her job. And
I'd be happy to help you and tell you what's been done in the past, if you want that as a framework. Yeah.
And I think that's what's necessary. But I don't think we can get any more information at this point
right
to assist anybody. And I do know that we need to move on, but I agree with you for the need. So if we're all in agreement, by the next meeting within a month, we should either contact others, work together with the bylaws or our job descriptions, and define what we believe that we're going to be doing for the board.
We'll take that direction from the president.
Thank you.